fourth parak of Machshirim, ninth Mishnah. Mala bekiloin ad gimel yom tameim. Water that was gathered together in some pit, and now they want to have it go from that pit into the fields. So they make a little waterway so that it should go out of that pit into the fields. So the ma'isim, this kilon, which is this waterway which he made, so the first 3 days, tameim, the water is tameim, because we're assuming that it's taken from water that become tamei, or at least was mukshel kabel. Here also, Tzvarish Yisrael says that it's tameim, and the Rav say that it doesn't mean they're tameim, but they're mukshel kabel tuma. Okay. Akiva Oyma im nigvu miyad tahirim. If it dried out, and from that point out it's tahirim. What does he mean? He's saying that that generally takes 3 days for the water that you caused to go out from that source and to go through this waterway, and then the initial waters that you let out takes 3 days for them to dry up. And Rekiva is saying, if you know that the water that you let out dried up and now there's new water that you didn't put there, then that new water is not Marsha the Kabbal Tumah, because the only water which you had intend for is Marsha Kabbal Tumah. Im lo nigvo, on the other hand, if you know that the initial waters which you drew out of the pit was stagnant over there, afilu ad shalishim yom tameim, even for 30 days they can be Marsha the Kabbal Tumah. So once again, the bottom line idea is this idea we saw before. The water which you intentionally drew out of a certain place, that you were mafshir that water, and it's mafshir the kabbal tumah. New waters that you do not relate to are not mafshir the kabbal tumah.